Every filmmaker who's ever found success has been given a leg up at some point in his or her career, but only in recent decades have there been formal mechanisms to offer opportunities to aspiring artists. In an effort to give voice to Native Hawaiian and Pacific Island filmmakers, the Sundance Institute's Native American and Indigenous Program and the Honolulu Museum of Art are teaming up to offer the first Sundance Shorts Lab Honolulu, and Taylor Chang, the museum's film curator, is on hand to tell us more. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
It used to be, well, for one thing, you can't make a movie without help, right? There's no such thing as a movie that only one person made unassisted.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And so, in the old days, it was very much a, you got to know somebody or, you know, come up through the ranks in the business, start as a best boy or a grip and work your way up. But now there are people to help, right?
There are. Organizations like Sundance, like the Sundance Institute, is one of the, it's a world-class example of an institution that has formalized ways to support filmmakers, especially filmmakers who are underrepresented.
Yeah. So this is a workshop for Native Hawaiian or Pacific Island, specifically filmmakers. And what do they need to do, Taylor?
So all they need to do is apply online. If you go to the Sundance Institute's webpage, mm-hmm. If you just Google search Sundance Native Lab, it'll take you to the page where you can submit online a 15-page sample script for consideration. And the deadline is due in March. So the sooner that filmmakers can submit their pieces, the better. And mm-hmm. even if you're not a filmmaker, even if you just have a written sample of anything, I would encourage writers, storytellers out there to submit their work, because if they do get chosen to participate in this rather intensive writing workshop that'll be led by the Sundance Native team. Mm-hmm. It'll be this incredible opportunity to work very closely with the Sundance crew, as well with award-winning filmmakers that they'll bring in to sort of be advisors mm-hmm. to the participants. And it's just really a great way to bridge connections with other filmmakers, other local storytellers, people from Sundance, and to really create a network for yourself to support whatever story you want to get out there.
You know, Taylor, whenever I read about the journey someone has had to make their movie, it's usually a pretty long journey.
Definitely.
And it always involves steps along the road that the filmmaker did not anticipate.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, every single story that is connected to the making of a film is entirely different. There is no one story or of how a film is made that is identical to each other.
Yeah.
And, whenever someone is creating a film, it really is this individual journey that is unpredictable. And like it's and making films, I always believe is really a process in transforming yourself through the process. And you meet people along the way as like these kind of helping hands, and it is difficult to predict. But you do have these opportunities, such as, what we're doing with the Sundance Native Lab, to kind of assist in finding more helping hands, because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself sort of dreaming about your film project. Yeah. But you don't know where to start, you don't know who to go to, you don't know how to raise money, you don't know how to hone your script, and the more people that you can sort of reach out to or connect with to kind of walk you through that process, the better. The Sundance team have been nurturing filmmakers for decades and
yeah.
have an amazing, list of filmmakers who have come and gone through their system and have found success. And it's been really remarkable just looking at the work that they're doing in going into underrepresented communities and really searching for the special voices that are out there, that and they are dedicated to doing that. I've been personally really inspired by seeing the work that they do and the dedication and passion that they have in finding these new unique voices around the world. It's something that other institutions that are out there are really not doing as much. And it's important today, especially with the conversation of diversity that's going on in the film industry now, with Oscars So White, you know, that whole movement. It's an interesting time to be a filmmaker or a storyteller that that is representing a story that is maybe considered underrepresented. People are recognizing that the system needs to change, and Sundance is playing a major role in that movement of supporting diversity.
You know, that the Taylor, that Oscar's So White discussion, that sort of nationwide discussion,
yes,
that's really roiling up right now. It seems to have stalled at the complaint stage. You know,
yes,
we are dissatisfied, but the part B of, okay, so what do we do about it?
Right,
it hasn't really been rounded out yet. Does it seem that way to you?
Totally. It's easy. It's easier to write hashtag Oscar So White and do it, promote it on social
feels
media.
As if you've done something,
but not right, but not necessarily translate that into action.
Yeah.
There are, you know, various ways that you can, you know, take action into supporting, you know, filmmakers who are not, who you believe are not represented in mainstream media. And that initial action is to go to pay a film ticket to see that film,
yeah,
or to buy it online, support it online. You know, you know, admission prices are really kind of, you know, the most clear cut way to support
a
film.
That's what speaks to the suits, right?
Yes. If you value a film made by women, if you value a film made by, you know, an LGBT director,
go see one
yeah, and pay for one. That's really, you know, the most direct way to show your support.
It's almost there's almost an analogy to voting, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's just as important.
Yeah, and if you don't go in the voting booth, who cares what you think?
Right.
You know, it's the same, you know, that whole thought into action thing.
Yeah. And it really is just a matter of also keeping the conversation going. You know, it does help to support filmmakers and to support this whole diversity conversation via social media. But, you know, you have to think of ways to go beyond that, by supporting your local theaters, supporting your local filmmakers, going to festivals, seeing the filmmakers that are out there. And when filmmakers are doing Kickstarter campaigns to raise money for their projects, to support those as well.
Sure.
Help filmmakers raise money to make their dream projects. You know, we have these, you know, even, you know, we have the Sundance Native Lab, right, that is a significant step in helping filmmakers get their story out there. But, you know, once that program is over, once they, you know, leave that workshop, what happens then? You know, it's the support system for storytellers has to be expansive. It's not just having a native writer's workshop and then everything's great.
Yeah.
It's not just submitting your film to Sundance, getting it in.
That's not the end of the pathway.
It really isn't.
This is a great opportunity, Taylor. It's
it
good
definitely
to get a chance
is
to talk about it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Taylor Chang is the film curator for the Honolulu Museum of Art, which is collaborating with the Sundance Institute's Native American and Indigenous program to offer the first Sundance Shorts Lab Honolulu, scheduled for May 14th through 16th. To be considered for this lab, applicants must be Native Hawaiian or Indigenous Pacific Islander based in Hawaii, submit a short film screenplay no longer than 15 pages, and be able to provide their own lodging and travel to that lab.